What's this button do?
You are now entering the green world.
New research led by Western Australia's Curtin University sheds light on the burning of plastic in countries in the global south for the use of cooking and heating. The survey provides world-first substantial evidence of how unaffordable clean fuel supply can generate severe risk for health and climate in these communities. Co-author Professor Hari Vuthaluru from Curtin's Western Australian School of Mines said toxic emissions, health issues and food contamination were among the consequences of this practice. I spoke to this professor further about the study in light of the environmental consequences. Could you talk through a little bit about the purpose of this study and whether the outcomes were what you were expecting?
I think we ended up having some impact to our work, and if you look into the positives of our study, we made an impact. Especially our study shows that burning plastic for cooking and heating is widespread in low-income communities across the global south. Because plastic is everywhere, clean energy is not. When gas, electricity and even firewood are unaffordable or unreliable, plastic became a fuel as a loss resort for these communities. So what we did as part of our study is that we wanted to initially understand how widespread it is of burning plastic waste in general, everyday energy needs. So we surveyed more than 1,000 informants across 26 countries, people like researchers, government, workers, and community leaders who are kind of familiar with the low-income urban areas. So what we found is that this practice is far more prevalent than anyone realized. 87% of that respondents category were aware of it happening, and 16% reported burning plastics themselves. So it matters because this exposes the families to toxic pollution while also contributing to climate change. Yes, it is a largely invisible aspect, I would say, in policy discussions.
What did your research demonstrate for you in terms of the intersection between social conditions and the implementation of local climate solutions?
When we look at the intersection point, I would say, based on our studies, we felt that it is generally disagreed that burning plastic is socially acceptable. But what is the interface here? It is basically the, there are two aspects to this plastic waste material. One side, the urbanization generating more and more plastic. But on the other hand, there is a kind of infrastructure being not up to the mark in terms of, let's say, there is an inequality between what we generate in terms of plastic and in terms of the practices not being to the full extent. So there is a big gap, and added to that, these low urban areas or low-income groups are having the least affordability to the commercial fuels, are opting for the waste material, which is available, without any difficulty. For example, even in India, it's the same problem. Part of the pollution is actually emanating from that. So when we talk about what actions need to be done, probably I would say improve waste management services for these informal settlements. It's one of the effective ways or effective remediation strategies, and followed by, making the clean energy technologies easily available or at affordable prices. And you need to increase the awareness of these dangers to especially these communities, because they're not aware. The plastic, as you know, releases all those chemicals into the atmosphere, and which also settles on food and water, wherein the women are the most vulnerable category of people who are affected, because this is where they tend to do a lot of work. And we see that having a better waste system might be another option they didn't think of. So we are hoping that the policy regulators may look at this and make a bit more informed decisions going for increased plastic production, to see whether we have sufficient waste management practices in place or not.
You speak a little bit here about the importance of local responses to what you've found in this study. Are you advocating at all for a response or some action from the wider international community in relation to what you found here in the study?
Yes. One side, academics, we only try to gain insights into what are the causes and the remedial options. But the other area, which we can't really enter into, is the policy matters. We can only make them aware of, and probably we can also say that probably this should be prioritized and kept as part of the UN program. So in a way, it is having some impact, and we don't have any specific kind of mechanism by which we could sort of work on this beyond academia. All we are saying is make an informed decision in future when you are having a request for increased plastic production. Are we having this data, which is coming out of it's a massive collaboration involving some six countries working with different time zones, and we gathered quite a bit of information, and every country has some information or the other. So I think hopefully the government workers and NGOs or staff or the community leaders, they think more of this, and future work should include also some policy drivers as part of this, and see, you know, what sort of mechanisms should be placed to reduce the impact arising from plastic waste burning. Because it's kind of a hidden, implicit aspect which doesn't come that obvious when we talk about emissions, but it's indirectly contributing to the global emissions as well.
How did the outcomes of this study contribute to the wider literature, and what are you interested in further exploring in relation to this research?
So the survey actually, to start with, covered almost 11 countries in Asia, 14 in Africa, and one in Latin America. So what we were going to do is we were going to collect the type of plastic which is being used. It comes in different forms, you know. It can be in bottles, and it can be, so the waste can end up with a combination of several categories rather. When we are burning plastic, each category matters, because this emitted gases will differ in proportion and the composition. So our next target, what we were thinking of, I mean, as far as our study so far it is concerned, is more of a survey using the key informants and gathering the information locally, nationally, and globally, covering the researchers, government workers, community leaders who are familiar with low-income urban areas. So our next phase of work is going to be wherein we are collecting the images of different types of plastic, which is dumped in the waste or wherever it is in different areas. And we are going to have some specific experiments done in each category and trying to follow up on this matter further. And we want to just see to what extent and to which type of plastic is leading to what toxic pollution, all those things, and ultimately affecting or contributing to the climate change.
That was Curtin University's Professor Hari Thuthaluru speaking about their latest study on burning plastic for household activities.
That was The Green World.